You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick, the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM, with OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. They've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers, and that includes us. Only OBM has all of the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. So call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Got those machines humming in the building in Berea. All right, we mentioned Jordan Cameron. He was a guest on an NFL.com podcast. They do that out there in L.A. at the NFL Network Studios, the NFL.com podcast. And he was selected. He was on this show as part of this program because he was selected to an all-AFC North team, at tight end. So he sat down with the host, and I think it was Dave Damachek, who was the host for the team for that show. We've had him on our show before. And the first question or of the two bites we've got here, the first one, not a surprise either. What are Jordan Cameron's first impressions of Johnny Manziel?
So far, he's good. He's learning this offense, you know, and it's tough. It's a tough transition for a rookie to, you know, come in here and learn a new offense, get to know his teammates and everything. But he's an exciting player. You can tell. We haven't been able to see really what Johnny Football does, you know, because he's really a gamer guy that gets in there and make plays.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and that's kind of common, Michael, with what you hear from other veteran players. There's a sense of respect of how he's handling things. And even though he is struggling the way I think people expect a rookie to struggle, we just talked about this with Jim Donovan, and maybe the practice structure isn't always going to be the best thing for a player with his unique skill set, it's still interesting to see that they know he's putting the work in. They see this. They believe that he's all business, even though he comes with a lot of hype. And I think from Jordan Cameron, who obviously is a guy that Johnny Manziel, they're going to become best friends. However long Johnny Manziel it takes for him to get on the field. When he's on the field, one of his very best friends is going to be number 84.
In Kyle Shanahan's system? Come on now. We know that could jump off the page real big, Vic. Real big, and we know Jordan had an exceptional year last year, a Pro Bowl year with the work that he got done with the revolving quarterback situation here with the Browns a year ago. So, I think they know. Joe Thomas said it, didn't he, with regard to, hey, Manziel is approaching this correctly. He's keeping his mouth shut and getting acclimated to the National Football League. And I think Johnny's an intelligent young man, and that is the way he's going to continue to approach it. Jordan Cameron was also asked by NFL.com's Dave Damachek, who's the best quarterback in the AFC North?
Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, he's a tough guy. He'll hang in the pocket, make throws. He's another guy I've been playing for a long time at a high level. You got to respect the way he plays and Super Bowl games. And I know Flacco is the same, but I think Ben's been doing it a little longer, and I would take Ben.
You know, the two pelts on the wall, those Super Bowl championships,
yeah.
even though Ben had a lot more to do with the second one than the first one. I think the first one, he was kind of long for a defensive ride mm-hmm. and a running game ride, but the second one was a lot more about what he did. And I can't argue with that pick.
No, nor can I. And I like Flacco a lot, and I
do too.
I've always felt that
Ben's the man.
Yeah. In the division right now, it's I'd say that's accurate. That's still Roethlisberger's mantle to be atop of, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that just the way that's unfolded, and to hear that perspective again from a player who put it out there pretty well. There's a lot to like, I think, about Flacco, but you got to look at Roethlisberger and see the accomplishment and whatever hope the Steelers have, and we certainly hope it's not good, but from a Browns perspective, but if whatever hope they have of competing is going to always start with him.
It is.
You look at their roster right now. They've said goodbye to a couple of top receivers the last couple of years. So now they're trying to get by with younger at that position, and they're still finding their way. So
they
see how it works out.
Well, Vic, how tremendous is it going to be when one day, when that day comes, and I don't know how long it's going to be, when conventional wisdom around the NFL says, who's the best quarterback in the AFC North? It's the Cleveland Browns quarterback,
they're
Vic.
They're talking about the Browns.
Huh?
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
How fun will that be?
I love it. And I would love it when the Browns can say that about their own play, about their
there
own team.
Yeah,
but Jordan was very honest with that answer. A lot of guys give that political. Of course, they'll say, you know, best other than your team, because I know Jordan would know that. So I'm sure Dave gave him a little qualifier on that. All right. We are going to hear next from Nate Burleson, wide receiver for the Browns. Some sound from him from the OTAs. That's coming up. And you're going to hear from Kevin Jones, staff writer from the Browns, at about 2:15. And then 2:30, it'll be the Friday forecast. We'll get into that. A big, big second hour on this Football Friday. He is Michael Regi. Reg, I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, and it's driven by Liberty Ford.
Next red line, and I don't mind telling